英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎收听我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon and happy Monday.
今天和大家一起又来读一篇啊，让人有所启迪的美文，名字叫做
The Treasure of Lemon Brown.
Treasure 是今天文中的一个关键词， T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E。 通常 treasure 指的是财富、财宝和珍宝。
Yeah, but a treasure can also be someone you love, or your cat in my case, or maybe some, like, some oldthing, an item that was once belonged to your grandfather or grandmother that has a lot of sentimental value to you.
哎，所以说呀，这个 treasure 呢，就因人而异了，就因人的价值观而异了。有的人，比如说刚才朱俊老师说到了，如果是你家的，比如一只小猫咪，
mm-hmm.
或者是你的祖父祖母留给你的一件物品，
嗯哼，
可能这个东西对你来说就是一件珍宝。
Yes.It's very, like, treasure is very, like, highly interpretable.
It could be items with sentimental value.
Yeah.
Or items with monetary value. 它可以是有情感价值的物品，也可以是有物质价值的物品。那比如说一串珍珠项链、mm-hmm. a necklace.
Maybe the person that gave you that necklace is worth more to you.
对，所以说今天这个关键词 The Treasure of Lemon Brown, 那么主人公Lemon Brown.
Lemon Brown. Yeah, okay. Lemon is a weird name to have. Yeah, I agree.
叫柠檬是吧？柠檬布朗的珍宝。
Mm-hmm.
来说一下这位作家。Writer is?
The writer is Walter Dean Myers.
他呀是一位真正的什么 writer for real teens, 真正的啊优秀的青少年作家。
Mm-hmm.
但是他写的文章呢还不仅仅是青少年阅读，他可以适合青少年以外的所有人的阅读，因为都是一些非常具有 inspiring stories, 很有启迪价值的故事。
Yeah, he writes stories that are inspiring and mainly for teenagers. That's why he's called a writer for real teens, right? But actually, like,Even for me as an adult, I really like reading his stories.
Me too, me too. Okay, 好，接下来我们来看一看 brief introduction of the story.
Well, this story is about the relationship between Greg, a teenage boy of about 14, 15 years old, and his dad. Now, as a father or as a mother, you cannot really do it right. Like, right, at that age, like...You don't like your parents. In general, that's the case. There are seldom, like, teenagers out there who get along with their parents super well and never have any disagreements.
没错 I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
13到16岁的时候 from 13 to 16, 通常都是我们最 rebellious,、
yeah.
最有叛逆性的时刻。
Yeah, it's a difficult age. I mean, you have so many things going on at school, you have so many things happening in your body, like, you have all kinds of hormones acting up, so...It makes a lot of sense. What doesn't make sense to you is that your parents have certain rules for you, which in your eyes at that age are stupid, and you don't know why your parents are doing this, but yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to do it or else.
正在你叛逆的年纪，父母呢还有很多条条框框，很多 rules, 很多规则来规范你，是不是让你觉得特别的不爽啊？
Yeah.
这个故事就跟这个年少的叛逆有关系，一位男孩叫 Greg, 诶正好跟我们的小高老师同名了，叫 Greg。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Greg, he's one day, he's so fed up, he walks away. Like, he doesn't run away from home, but he just doesn't want to be home. He just walks away, and he goes to a deserted building because it starts raining, and he wants to seek some shelter, and just to think about everything.
Doing poorly at school.
Yeah, he's doing not so well at school.
His dad is going to tell him that he cannot play basketball for the team that he'd always been wanted.
Yeah. So that's why he doesn't really want to go home and have another lecture of his dad. And he doesn't want to have any criticism anymore from his dad.
And Greg decided to leave the house and just get away.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to an abandoned warehouse where he meets Lemon Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lemon Brown is a very interesting person.
And through his interaction with Lemon, Greg begins to reflect on his life.
Yeah, and mainly on his parents.
就说这个少年哈，啊，心灰意冷，离家出走，因为他爸呢，就是因为他成绩太差以后啊，责罚他说：“你给我待在家里，绝对不许出去打篮球了。”啊，他就很不爽啊，他就很生气啊。
Yeah, he's really, really not happy about that.
然后就跑到一座废弃的仓库里边去。哎，一不小心遇到一位陌生的老人，这个老人以为他是来打劫的啊，来打劫他的财富的是吧、
mm-hmm.
？Hunting for treasures, looking for treasures. 在一段偶然的交谈当中呢，老人主动向他展示了他一生当中最珍贵的财宝。没想到根本不是钱 ，It has nothing about to do with money.
No.Lemon Brown's treasure has nothing to do with money.
所以少年啊深受触动，于是呢开始反思自己的生活。
Mm-hmm.
好，我们就一起开始读一读今天的这个故事。The Treasure of Lemon Brown.
The Treasure of Lemon Brown by Walter Dean Myers. I had to leave school when I was 13, his father had said. That's a year younger than you are now.If I'd had half the chances that you have, I'd... Greg had sat in the small kitchen listening, knowing the lecture would end with his father saying he couldn't play ball. The principal had sent that letter saying Greg would probably fail math if he didn't spend more time studying. Now he was sitting outside. His father's words still rumbled softly in his ears. He was beginning to cool. Large drops of rain splashed onto his jeans.Down the block, there was an old house that had been abandoned for some months. Without much thought, pulling his collar up as high as he could, he made a dash across the street. He let himself in. He entered the room, frowning at the musty smell.
I had to leave school when I was 13, his father had said. That's a year younger than you are now. If I'd had half the chances that you have, I'd...Greg sat in the small kitchen, listening, knowing the lecture would end with his father saying he couldn't play ball.
Ooh, a strict father.
A very strict father.
好严厉的父亲啊、mm-hmm. 一上来就是父亲的责骂呀，就说 I had to leave school when I was 13. 我13岁的时候就不得不辍学了。爸爸说 And that's a year younger than you are now. 比你现在还少、mm-hmm. 小一岁。所以 Greg 现在是 14.
Yeah, Greg is now 14, and his dad is saying like, yeah, I didn't have the chance to go to school, but if I would have had, I would have done my best.
对 ,would have had 是虚拟语气啊。Mm-hmm. 如果我有啊 ,if I would have had half of the chance that you have, 如果有你现在一半的机会 ,I would, 我就怎么样。Greg 这个时候呢是坐在小厨房里 sat in the small kitchen, listening, knowing the lecture would end with his father saying
he couldn't play ball.
他在小厨房里听着父亲的教导，他知道父亲会说出那一句他不能再去打球了来结束他的教导。
The principal had sent that letter saying Greg would probably fail math if he didn't spend more time studying.
Principal, 校长。
Yeah, the principal is the head of the school, like the person in charge of the entire school.
校长给爸爸寄来了一封信，上面说什么呀？说 Greg would probably fail math. 哦，说格雷格啊，可能啊，学不好数学，如果 he didn't spend more time studying.
Mm-hmm.
哎、如果不花更多时间学习的话，可能这数学啊就不行了。
Now he was sitting outside. His father's words still rumbled softly in his ears.
此时此刻，格雷格正坐在屋外，爸爸的话语呢还在 rumble softly. Rumble 有点那种萦绕不去的感觉。
Yeah. Boom 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 boom. That sounds rumble
softly, 轻轻的、轻柔的、低沉的萦绕在耳边呢。
It was beginning to cool.
天色已经开始变凉了。
Large drops of rain splashed onto his jeans.
一句话的景物描写 ,large drops of rain, 大滴的硕大的雨滴呢 ,splash, 哎 ,splash 这个动词。
Yeah, to splash is to splatter, like when a drop splashes, then it hits a surface really hard.
噼啪噼啪。
Yeah.
噼里啪啦的就打在什么地方溅在什么地方溅在他的牛仔裤上。
Down the block, there was an old house that had been abandoned for some months.
Block, 这里指的是街区。
Yeah, a block is a collection of buildings that belong together, like a yuan or, yeah, 街区。
对, down, 就是在街区的尽头呢,沿着街区往下走呢, there was an old house, 有一栋老房子,是一个 abandoned, 已经被遗弃了 for some months, 已经遗弃废弃数月的老房子。
Without much thought,
没有想什么想,没有多想。
Pulling his collar up as high as he could, he made a dash across the street.
你说这年轻人是不是很喜欢 make quick decisions?
Yeah, make quick decisions, not really considering the consequences or risks involved.
年轻人做决定就是很冲动啊，想都没多想 ,pulling his collar up, 赶紧把领子一下拉起来,竖起来 ,as high as he could.尽可能的拉高了衣领。He made a
dash across the street.
好 ,made a dash 是一个动作就是冲过去。
Yeah. Yeah, he run fast. Like, to make a dash for something is to go somewhere really fast to get something or to achieve something.
对就一下就冲向了街道的另一侧。
He let himself in.
这个表达好，让自己进去，就是他走了进去那栋房子。Let himself in.
He entered the room.
进入了一间房子。
Frowning at the musty smell.
Frown 这个单词，朱莉老师给大家做的动作。对，皱眉头。哎，皱眉头，什么情况下我们会皱眉头呢
？When we're like surprised, or when we're angry, or when we're upset, or we just don't know what's going on, really. Then you frown.
或者有的时候呢 smell something bad.
Also that. So he was smelling a musty smell.
他闻到了一种味道，一种 musty, 一种 musty smell.
Yeah.
霉烂的味道。
Actually, like last week, we learned scowl, right? Like... That is the same as frowning. You're right, Monica. Well done.
很好。上周一我们学了 scowl 这个单词。
Yeah.
皱眉头啊 ,like a model.
Yeah. So why was he frowning or scowling? Because he smelled a musty smell. A musty smell? Can you imagine how a house would smell like if the windows haven't been opened and the door haven't been opened for like 2 weeks? And it's like kind of moist and it's like smoky. It's...Not nice, a very unpleasant smell.
所以说这个房子屋子还是要有人气，还是要开窗通风才可以。如果长久没有人居住，然后呢窗户又是密闭的，很容易就有 musty smell， 一种霉烂的味道。啊，从这个人物的动作呢，我们就感觉得出来，这个仓库呢是一个年久失修的啊，遗弃的，同时有些怪怪的氛围的地方。
Silence followed, but ended unexpectedly.After only a few moments, he thought he had heard something that sounded like a scraping against the wall. He listened carefully, but it was gone. Could he have been imagining the sounds? Don't try nothing, 'cause I got a razor here sharp enough to cut a week into 9 days. Greg stood stock still. The person who had been speaking moved a step closer. Greg turned, holding his breath.His eyes straining to see in the dark room. Who are you? Greg hardly recognized his own voice. I'm Lemon Brown, came the answer. Who are you? Greg Ridley. He was an old man. His pants were bagged to the knee, where they were met with rags that went down to the old shoes. Greg relaxed. He had seen the man before, picking through trash in the corner,and pulling clothes out of a collection bin. There was no sign of the razor that could cut a week into 9 days.
Silence followed.
一阵寂静是随之而来。
But ended unexpectedly, after only a few moments.
哦，但是仅仅片刻以后啊 ,few moments 以后就被意外打断了。Ended, 结束了 ,unexpectedly.
He thought he had heard something...That sounded like a scraping against the wall.
他觉得他自己似乎听到了什么声音。这种声音是 scraping against the wall.
Yeah, to scrape sounds a bit like this. I don't know if you hear it, but yeah. It sounds as if you like use some like your nails or like some piece of metal or piece of wood and you rub it very hard against a wall or another surface. Then you hear a scraping sound.
就是一种刮擦的声音啊，一种非常锋利的，类似就像那种，就是这种刮擦的声音啊 ，scraping against the wall， 刮擦墙壁的声音。他确定他听到了。
He listened carefully.
他又仔细的去听
，but it was gone.
哎，但是突然间什么动静也都没了。
Could he have been imagining the sounds?
Imagining the sound， 这可能是他的幻觉吗
？Don't try nothing.Cause I got a razor here sharp enough to cut a week into 9 days.
突然间有一个人说话了。有一个人说了一句什么话，他说别做没用的尝试。Don't try nothing. Cause I got a
razor.
R-A-Z-O-R 是一种非常锋利的刀和剃刀。
Yeah, a razor is a very, very sharp knife that is usually used to cut your beard.
哎，通常是给男士刮脸的这个剃刀啊，有个剃须刀啊。我有一把非常尖利的剃刀，锋利到什么程度呢？能够 cut a week into 9 days.
Yeah, so this is kind of a funny way of saying, okay, my razor is really, really sharp.
哦，这只是一个幽默的说法、mm-hmm. 啊，形容啊，他说我的刀啊能够锋利到把一个星期啊割成九片。九天
，Yeah. Greg stood stock still.
Stood 是站在那儿 ，stock still 是什么样的
？Incredibly still, like he was not moving at all.
对，这个 stock still 是如此的什么安静啊，一动不动的就愣在那儿了。
The person who had been speaking moved a step closer.
说话的那个人。往前走了一步 ，moved a step closer.
Greg turned.
Greg 马上就转身
，holding his breath.
Hold one's breath. 这个短语的表达意思是屏住了呼吸，大气儿都不敢喘。
His eyes straining to see in the dark room.
他的眼睛啊，要 straining to see. 怎么个 straining 法呢？
If you strain your eyes, you really try your best to see something. You squint your eyes, you narrow your eyes because you really try and try. You exert the strength of your eyes.
哦，因为里边呢是一个 dark room， 是个黑暗的深处，嗯、所以他没办法，他只有 straining to see。哎呀，努力的眯起眼睛啊，使劲的往里头看。
Who are you?Greg hardly recognized his own voice.
这句话是 Greg 说的。
Mm-hmm.
他说你是谁，他对着那片黑暗和寂静啊说道，而且都没有办法，几乎没有分辨出这是自己的声音。
I'm Lemon Brown, came the answer.
答案来了，里边那个黑洞里回答说，我是莱蒙布朗。
Who are you?
你是谁？
Greg Ridley.
格雷格·里德利。
He was an old man.
他是一位老人。
His pants were bagged to the knee.
这句话写得好。他的裤子呢已经 bagged to、yeah. the knee.
So basically, they were looking like they were bags. Like they were shorter pants and like cut off under the knee. So it looked a bit like a bag.
啊、哦、他的裤子啊已经是松垂到啊 bagged to the knee. 已经松垂下垂到了膝盖的。下垂到了膝盖的位置。
Where they were met with rags that went down to the old shoes.
好 ,where they were met. They 是什么
?the knee, the pants.
The pants.
Yeah, the pants that is like going until the knee.
对 ,pants 呢是说这个裤子呢它跟谁遇到了呢 ?with the rags.
With rags.
Rags 是破布。
Mm-hmm.
破布是在哪儿呢
That went down to the old shoes. So between his knees and his shoes, there were just rags. There wasn't really a pants. There was just like boo. There was just like cloth、
oh.
that was covering his legs a bit.
就是他膝盖上呢是缠着几块呢、
嗯、
一直垂到那双旧鞋子上的破布。 mm-hmm. 是吧？本来裤子垂到了膝盖，膝盖地方缠的破布，就是这个意思。
Yeah. Greg relaxed.
好，这个时候 Greg 稍微放松了一下啊，看清了来者啊，是位老人。
He had seen the man before.
诶，他记得他似乎在哪儿见到过这个男人的。
Picking through trash on the corner and pulling clothes out of a collection bin.
哦，原来呀，是在角落里捡垃圾的时候见过的啊，叫 picking through trash on the corner， 角落里捡垃圾，同时呢 pulling clothes out of a collection bin， collection bin 就是一种收集箱，从这个收集箱当中呢 pull clothes out， 把那个别人塞进去的衣服呢给它拉出来，是吧，专捡别人的衣服、
yeah. There was no sign of the razor that could cut a week into 9 days.
No sign of something. 没有任何迹象。
Yeah, there was nothing.
表明他有一块什么，有一把能把一个星期切割成9天的剃刀。没看见他有什么 razor 在身上啊、mm-hmm. 是不是？ There was no sign of something. 啊，还有就是夸张的比喻， cut a week into 9 days.
What are you doing here? Greg asked. This is where I'm staying, Lemon Brown said.What you here for? It is raining out, Greg said. Ain't you got no home? I got a home, Greg answered. You ain't one of them bad boys looking for my treasure, is you? Because I told you I got me a razor. I'm not looking for your treasure, Greg answered, smiling. What do you have, gold coins? Don't worry none about what I got, Lemon Brown said. You know who I am.You told me your name was Orange or Lemon or something like that, said Greg, slightly bored. Lemon Brown, the old man said, pulling back his shoulders as he did so. They used to call me Sweet Lemon Brown. Sweet Lemon? Greg asked. Yes, sir, Sweet Lemon Brown. They used to say I sung the blues so sweet,that if I sang at a funeral, the dead would commence to rocking with the beat. You mean you ain't never heard of Sweet Lemon Brown?
What are you doing here? Greg asked.
格雷格这个时候就问这位老人啊，说，您这是在这干嘛呢？
This is where I'm staying.
这就是我住的地方，这是我待的地方。
Lemon Brown said.
莱蒙布朗说道。
What you here for?
那你来这儿干什么？
It's raining out.
外边下雨了。
Greg said. Ain't you got no home?
看看这个表达哈 ,ain't you 又来了。这是 aren't you?
Yeah, it's aren't you, but this is very co-you, so to say.、哎、so, like, ain't is usually used when you want to say aren't.
对，这是非常常用的口语了。
嗯、mm-hmm.
你没有家吗？老人问他。
I got a home.Greg answered.
我有啊，格莱格回答说。
You ain't one of them bad boys looking for my treasure, is you?
还有些语法错误，看到没有？一些 grammar mistakes.
It is a bit of a not, like, grammatically it's not correct, yeah.
So you ain't one of, you are not one of bad boys. 啊，你不是那群坏小子当中的一个吧？那些坏小子是 looking for my treasure, 他们都在找我的财宝。那看来有不少的 bad boys are looking for his treasure.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, reality is that homeless people often get bullied by, like, thugs, like, hanging around on the street. And usually homeless people can get really, like, psychologically and physically, like, really damaged by those people. Like, they can get bullied, they can get, like, physically attacked, they can get, like, their belongings can be stolen.Which is of course horrible.
从这句话当中能够感觉出来，这位老人没少被这些街头小混混欺负过。
Mm. Yeah.
其实他也没钱，对吧？
No,
大家还要抢他的钱。
So why these thugs are out there to get him? No one knows.
They may rob him, they may beat him, who knows?、
Mm-hmm.
他可能抢他，可能打他。他就说你不是那一群坏小子当中的一个吧 ？Is you 应该是 aren't you 或者是 are you？
Of course, because I told you I got me a razor.
因为我告诉过你，我有一把剃刀。
I'm not looking for your treasure, Greg answered, smiling.
Greg 这个时候微笑地回答道说，我不是在找您的财宝。
What do you have? Gold coins?
您的财宝是什么呀？您是有金币吗？ Gold coins. 啊，这个时候 Greg 还很 curious,、
mm-hmm.
很好奇。
Mm-hmm.
您这是有什么财宝呢？
Don't worry none about what I got, Lemon Brown said.
哦，他还比较的 harsh, 你看到没有，还很强硬哈。
Yeah,
你别管，
he doesn't wanna say.
对，你别管，你别为我的东西瞎操心。
You know who I am.
你知道我是谁吗？
You told me your name was Orange or Lemon or something like that, said Greg, slightly bored.
Greg 也是个诚实人哈、
mm-hmm.
后面也是一个 honest boy, 是吧？
Yeah.
后面还 slightly bored, 还有些厌烦了，有些无聊啊。
Yeah, he's like, oh, this old man is gonna be talking for ages and not really saying anything interesting.
可能就是一个话多的 talkative old man,、
mm-hmm.
可能一个话多的老人，是吧？您刚才告诉我您的名字叫什么来着？橙子还是柠檬什么的？
Lemon Brown, the old man said.
老人再次重复的坚定的说了一句，说我叫做莱蒙布朗。
Pulling back his shoulders as he did so.
Pulling back his shoulders 是什么动作？
Just to pull his shoulders to the back, like、oh. to really make himself like upright and like intimidating.
哦、oh, ，所以把肩膀拉回来，其实就是挺直了肩。
嗯哼，
哎，挺直了肩，说道。
They used to call me Sweet Lemon Brown.
哎，你知道吗？人们曾经叫我甜莱蒙布朗。
Sweet Lemon?
甜柠檬？
Greg asked.
Greg 就问道说
Yes, sir. Sweet Lemon Brown.
是的先生甜莱蒙布朗
They used to say I sung the blues so sweet that if I sang at a funeral, the dead would commence to rocking with the beat. You mean you ain't never heard of Sweet Lemon Brown?
Wow, 这个老人开始讲起来自己以前的那些accomplishment.
Yeah, he feels very proud when he speaks about his, like, past.
说到自己的时候，他说，你不知道人们给我取的绰号叫甜柠檬布朗吗？
Mm-hmm.
人们呢，过去通常说呀， I sung the blues. 好了，我演唱布鲁斯音乐。
So sweet.
我唱得太甜美了，以至于如果我在一个葬礼上唱歌的话，死者都会 commence to rocking with the beat. Rocking with the beat. Jam with the beat.
Yeah, to jam, to go up and down, to go back and forth. That is to rock.
Commence 是那个 start to do something.
Mm-hmm.
连死者都会开始随着节拍摇摆啊。你的意思是说 You ain't never heard of a Sweet Lemon Brown?你曾经从来没有听过甜柠檬布朗唱歌
Afraid not.
这个老人对自己的过往还是很自信的。
Yeah, he's very, very confident.
Sound like he was a musician.
He was, maybe.
Afraid not, Greg said. What happened to you? Hard times, boy. Hard times always after a poor man.Sorry about that. How come you gave up singing the blues? Greg asked. You don't give up the blues. They give you up. Yeah, I guess so, replied Greg. You really have a treasure? What'd I tell you? Didn't I tell you every man got a treasure? Lemon Brown said. You want to see mine? If you want to show me, Greg shrugged. Here, you hold this.Lemon Brown gave Greg a flashlight. He sat on the floor near Greg and carefully untied the strings that held the rags on his right leg. When he took the rags away, Greg saw a piece of plastic. The old man carefully took off the plastic and unfolded it. He revealed some yellowed newspaper clippings and a battered harmonica. There'd be, he said, nodding his head. There it be.Greg looked at the old man, saw the distant look in his eye, then turned to the clippings. They told of Sweet Lemon Brown, a blues singer and harmonica player who was appearing at different theaters in the South. One of the clippings said he had been the hit of the show. All of the clippings were reviews of shows Lemon Brown had been in more than 50 years ago. Greg looked at the harmonica. It was dented badly on one side, with the reed holes on one end nearly closed.
Afraid not, Greg said. What happened to you?
这个时候格莱格也只有以实相告了。他说恐怕没有听说过您的大名。What happened to you? 那您身上发生了什么事情呢？后来又遭遇了什么呢？
Hard times, boy. Hard times always after a poor man.
我们听到这句话觉得好像、There's a lot to tell.
Yeah, there's a lot to say for him.
感觉这个过来人啊几句话就能说出人生的艰难。Hard times. 注意 times 在这里指的是什么？
Times are experiences, is just life as it happens. Like, for example, if everything is going well, and everything you have under control, and like life is going good for you, then you can say, yeah, good times. Good times are happening.
所以 times 再加上复数 s 以后呢
,yeah,
就会变成一种时事。啊，时事或者是你的生活，你的经历。
Yeah, life experiences. It can be anything, to be honest. Like, if you say like, oh, I'm really having hard times at my work right now, that means that your job is very hard and like, it's very busy time now, but it doesn't always is like that.
啊，时事，这个 times 可以理解为是时事。那 hard times 就是时事艰难啊，孩子啊。艰难啊 ,hard times always after a poor man. After, 就是追随着在什么的身后。
Yeah, they're always haunting me, they're always following me.
一个穷人或者是一个可怜人啊世事艰难总是追随着他们。
Sorry about that. How come you gave up singing the blues?
They started chatting.
Yeah.
啊，这个时候他们已经消除了恐惧和戒心，已经开始在聊天了啊。Greg 就很关心地问到说：“啊，很抱歉啊，听到这些 ，Sorry about that. How come? 那是怎么回事呢？您放弃了 singing the blues， 为什么会放弃演唱蓝调歌曲呢？因为如果你是一个 good blues singer 的话，
yeah.
一般来讲都会 developing your career，
exactly
pursuing your career。”
You don't give up the blues, they give you up.
你看这个老人说的每一句话都体现出他非常的什么 helpless.
Yeah, he's very helpless and he's feeling very out of control of this whole situation.
对，他的每一句话你都能听得出来啊，他是不受命运，他不能掌控自己的命运，他是被命运完全掌控的。他说，不是你放弃了蓝调，是他放弃了你。You don't give up the blues, they gave you up. Gave up 这个短语的意思就是放弃。
I guess so, replied Greg.
年轻人也不太懂，只好说也许吧，是这样吧。Yeah. I guess so.
You really have a treasure?
诶，您是真的有财宝吗？
What I tell you? Didn't I tell you every man got a treasure?
大家注意听哦，这句话其实非常的 meaningful.
嗯哼，
他说，我难道没有告诉你啊？我告诉过你什么了？啊，我没有告诉过你每个人都有财宝吗？ Every man got a treasure. Think about it. Every man got a treasure. 是什么意思？
Everyone has something he or she treasures.
对。Everyone has something he or she cherishes.
Yeah. You want to see mine?
那么老人就说，你是想看我的吗？
If you want to show me, Greg shrugged.
Shrug, 就是耸肩。
Yeah.
耸肩是无所谓，就说如果你想给我看的话，无所谓。
Here, you hold this.
行，那你拿着这个。
Lemon Brown gave Greg a flashlight.
Flashlight, flash 闪电 ,light 光也就是手电筒。
He sat on the floor near Greg and carefully untied the strings that held the rags on his right leg.
注意关键的地方出现了啊，他坐在地板上 靠 Greg 很近的地方、
mm-hmm.
非常仔细的 untie 解开一个 strings strings 是绳子、
mm-hmm.
什么绳子呢 held the rugs on his right leg、哦、就是他右腿上啊绑那几块破布的绳子看来 something important is tying on his legs
yeah, it's tied to his legs when he took the rags away
当他把这几个破布哈拿开和取下的时候呢
Greg saw a piece of plastic
诶 Greg 看到了一块塑料
the old man carefully took off the plasticand unfolded it.
老人是小心翼翼的把那块塑料啊给摘了下来同时 unfold 就是什么打开它
yeah, he opened it, he unwrapped it.
对 fold 是折叠 unfold 使其舒展展开、mm-hmm. 就打开它
Yeah, usually when a verb starts with un, then it's the opposite of the verb without the un, so to say.
嗯正好是相反的意思。
Mm-hmm.He revealed some yellowed newspaper clippings and a battered harmonica.
这里有些新单词哈。他 revealed 是露出来一些 yellowed 黄色的报纸简报 clipping 又是什么呢 clip
articles pieces writings like short pieces longer pieces usually articles
啊，其实就是什么简报
Mm-hmm.
Newspaper clippings, 当年从这个报纸上剪下来的一些小文章、
mm-hmm.
可能比如说是你自己 publish 的一个豆腐块的小 article,
Yeah,
你可以把它剪下来是不是、
yeah.
保存下来叫 newspaper clippings, 还有一个 battered
harmonica,
非常破旧的 harmonica, 口琴。
There it be, he said, nodding his head, there it be.
就是它。老人一边点着头一边说就是他。
Greg looked at the old man, saw the distant look in his eye, then turned to the clippings.
Greg 这个时候是非常不解地看着老人。他看见了这个老人眼中的一种 distant look。这是什么一种眼光啊
?That means that, like, he was just looking, like,at nothing, basically. He was not really there with his head anymore. He was just thinking. He was deep in thought.
就是他的眼中啊是一种很深邃的目光好像一下看去了很远好像看去了自己的记忆当中。他看了看老人又把注意力呢转向了那些简报。
Mm-hmm. Then turned to the clippings. They told of Sweet Lemon Brown, a blues singer and harmonica player.Who was appearing at different theaters in the South.
哦，看来这些简报都在讲述同样的一个人 told the story of Sweet 甜布朗甜柠檬布朗都在讲他的故事、
mm-hmm.
说他是一个 blues singer 一个蓝调歌手还是一个 harmonica player 和口琴我们也知道吧 blues 是一定要吹 harmonica 的、
mm-hmm.
对不对要吹口琴的然后呢是他现身于南方地区不同的剧院演出的当年的那些事情、appeared in at different theaters in the South.
One of the clippings said he had been the hit of the show.
哟其中一张简报说呀说他的表演是什么是 hit of the show.
A hit of the show, that means the best act of the entire show.
对
If you're a hit, then you're very popular and you're veryloved by the audience.
And hit, 说你这个东西是一个 hit of the show. 哇就是你是整场演出当中最精彩的一幕最炸的一幕最炸场子的一幕、mm-hmm. 说它真是最精彩的。
All of the clippings were reviews of shows Lemon Brown had been in more than 50 years ago.
哦所有的简报都是关于莱蒙布朗在50多年前的一些什么呀演出的一些评论。对吧
嗯哼
五十年前演出的评论了。
Greg looked at the harmonica.
Greg 这个时候看看那把口琴。
It was dented badly on one side.
Dented 是凹陷的意思。
Yeah, it had little pits and dents in it.
啊已经一侧已经凹陷了严重的凹陷了。
With the reed holes on one end nearly closed.
read a hole 是什么呀？是口琴上面的那个
Yeah, it's our, on top of a harmonica are little holes where you blow air in to make a noise out of it, to make a sound, the music from a harmonica.
就是口琴上的那些琴孔叫 read holes. On one end, 另一端的这个琴孔琴孔啊已经几乎全部什么合拢了。
Yeah.All nearly closed. It was that better, says harmonica.
啊，是这样的两件物品。
I used to travel around and make money for to feed my wife and Jesse. That's my boy's name. He used to feed them good, too. Then his mama died, and he stayed with his mama's sister. He growed up to be a man, and when the war come, he saw fit to go off and fight in it.I didn't have nothing to give him except these things that told him who I was and what he'd come from. Anyway, he went off to war, and I went off still playing and singing. Of course, by then, I wasn't as much as I used to be. Not without somebody to make it worth the while. You know what I mean? Yeah, Greg nodded, not quite really knowing. I traveled around, and one time I come home,And there was this letter saying Jesse got killed in the war. Broke my heart. It truly did. They sent back what he had with him over there. And what it was is this old mouth fiddle and these clippings. Him carrying it around with him like that told me it meant something to him. That was my treasure. And when I give it to him, he treated it just like that. A treasure. Ain't that something? Yeah, I guess so.Greg said. You guess so?
Lemon Brown's voice rose an octave as he started to put his treasure back into the plastic.
Well, you got to guess, 'cause you sure don't know nothing. Don't know enough to get home when it's raining.
I used to travel around and make money for to feed my wife and Jesse. That's my boy's name.
老人开始给他讲述自己当年的那些故事哈、说从那以后呢我就到处周游呗然后就开始挣钱去 feed my wife and Jess 养活我的妻子和杰西杰西呢就是我的儿子
used to feed them good too
feed them good too 还让他们过上了不错的日子呢
then his mama died
后来他的妈妈去世了
and he stayedWith his mama's sister.
于是儿子就和他妈妈的姐姐住在一起。
He growed up to be a man.
他长大成人了。
And when the war come,
然后战争就爆发了。
He saw fit to go off and fight in it.
He saw fit. 这是他觉得呀，是时候了。
He thought it was a very good decision to do something. Saw fit to do something.
这是个表达，就是他认为啊，是个时机做某事了。他觉得是时候奔赴战场了。
I didn't have nothing to give him except these things that told him who I was and what he come from.
我作为一个父亲，我什么东西都没给他，我只能除了这些能够告诉他我是谁以及他来自何方的东西。
Anyway, he went off to war.
总之吧，他就奔赴战场了。
And I went off still playing and singing.
我呢也就继续着我的演奏和演唱生涯。
Of course, by then, I wasn't as much as I used to be. Not without somebody to make it worth the while. You know what I mean?
他说因为那个时候啊 I wasn't as much as I used to be. 我已经不像以前那么努力了。
Yeah.
而且没有有人让我觉得那样努力是值得的了。你知道我的意思吗？啊，人们很喜欢说 You know what I mean? 这是什么意思呢？
That means, do you get it? Do you understand me? Do you understand what I just said?
那这句话是什么意思呢？他已经不像以前那么 as hard as he used to be.
Well, he used to work, and with what he earned, he could feed his family. He could, like, make sure that his family had a good life. But both his wife and his son got killed.So he felt he didn't really have anyone to live for anymore. So why would he work super hard? Because he didn't see the point.
那当年呢，为了养家是吧，让太太和孩子过上好生活。后来太太去世了，孩子又去打仗了。所以他觉得，哎呀，演不演吧，也就这个意思吧。
Yeah, Greg nodded. Not quite really knowing.
Greg 虽然点了点头，但是其实不是很确定他在表达什么意思。
I traveled around, and one time I come home.
我依旧呢四处周游啊，有一次呢我就回了家。
And there was this letter saying Jesse got killed in the war.
结果呢有人给我们家来了封信，上面说呀，说杰西在战斗当中呢牺牲了。
Broke my heart. It truly did.
唉，我的心真是伤透了，真的是伤透了。
They sent back what he had with him over there.
他们把孩子的随身一些物品啊都寄了回来。
And what it was is this old mouth fiddle and these clippings.
Mouth fiddle 就是 harmonica.
Yeah, that's a harmonica. Mouth fiddle is another word of saying harmonica.
口中乐器嘛。Mm-hmm. 其实他们孩子身上的物品就是这把旧口琴和这些简报了。
Him carrying it around with him like that told me it meant something to him.
他一直随身携带这些东西啊，就像在告诉我这些东西对他很有意义一样。
That was my treasure.
这就是我的财宝。
And when I give it to him, he treated it just like that. A treasure.
当我把这些东西交给儿子的时候，他就像对待财宝一样的对待他们。
Ain't that something?
这是不是很有意义？
Yeah, I guess so, Greg said.
一个14岁的小男孩哪里知道这是个什么意思呢？
Doesn't know.
他只能说，我想是吧。
You guess so. Lemon Brown's voice rose an octave as he started to put his treasure back into the plastic.
啊，这个 octave 啊，就是等于八度音阶的意思。
Yeah, it's like a higher tone. The tones of music are called octave.
对。你想是这样的，莱蒙布朗的声音此时此刻突然间上升了八度。
Well, you got to guess, cause you sure don't know nothing. Don't know enough to get home when it's raining.
好吧，我看你是得好好想想了，因为你肯定是一无所知，你甚至都不知道下雨的时候要回家。
I guess, I mean, you're right.
孩子一时语塞了，我想您的意思是你是对的。
You gotta get on out of here and get yourself home. I'll be watching from the window, so you'll be alright.
你赶快离开这里啊，赶快离开这里。Get on out of here and get yourself home. 赶紧回家去，我会从窗户里看着你的。所以 ,you'll be alright, 你会没事的。
You sure you'll be okay?Greg asked.
格雷格问说，您确定您会没事吗？
Now, didn't I tell you I was going to East St. Louis in the morning?
哎呀，没事，我没有告诉过你吗？我今天早上要去东圣路易斯吗？
Lemon Brown asked. Don't that sound okay to you?
这安排听起来还不错吧？
Sure it does.
的确不错。
Greg said.The wrinkles about his eyes suggesting a smile.
Wrinkles 是皱纹啊，这个眯起来啊，就是有皱纹的眼睛呢，好像是在微笑一样 ，suggesting a smile.
That'll do.
一定会的。
The night had warmed and the rain had stopped.
夜晚的天气呢 ，warmed 变暖了，雨也停下来了
，leaving puddles at the curbs.
Puddles.
Puddles are splashes of water lying on the streets in like holes in the road.
啊，是一些水洼。
嗯哼，
在路边啊，留下了一些水洼。
At the curbs.
嗯哼。
Greg didn't even want to think how late it was.
格雷格甚至都不愿意去想此时此刻有多晚了。How late it was.
He thought ahead of what his father would say.And wondered if he should tell him about Lemon Brown.
Thought ahead of, 提前想了一想。
Mm-hmm.
想什么呢？想爸爸可能会对他说什么呢？ Would say and wonder if he should tell him about Lemon Brown. 他在想，如果他把莱蒙布朗的事告诉了爸爸，爸爸会跟他说什么呢？
Yeah. He was wondering, should he say something about his meeting with Lemon Brown?He thought about it until he reached his stoop and decided against it.
他想了想，反复地想了想， thought about it until he reached his,
stoop.
Stoop 是什么?
Stoop is a bit of a heightened, platform in front of your house.
哦,就是家里的台阶上。
Mm-hmm.
哎呀,脚刚刚一踏上自家台阶门口的时候啊,他还在反复的考虑,然后 decided against it. Against, 就是不了不了不了不了。
Yeah.
决定不把这件事情说出去了。
Lemon Brown would be okay, Greg thought.
格雷格心想，莱蒙布朗一切都会好的。
With his memories and his treasure.
因为他拥有那段珍贵的记忆，还有他的财宝。
Greg thought of the lecture he knew his father would give him next, and smiled.
格雷格想到了父亲啊，下次还会给他的。那些耳熟能详的教导，这个时候他露出了会心的微笑。是一个非常 touching story.
Yes, it totally is. It totally is a good touching story. So why did Greg smile in the end?
为什么最后格雷格露出了会心的微笑呢？ Obviously, he had learned something.
He had learned something. Like, he usually was like, oh no, my dad is going to give me a lecture again, and he's going to say all these stupid things I don't want to hear. But now he understands that, yeah, his father really loves him. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't even give him a lecture. He would probably don't care.
对。在这个时候经历了 Lemon Brown 的聊天和谈话以后呢，他似乎明白了、
mm-hmm.
哦，原来父亲和孩子之间的关系呢可能是这样的一种方式。
Yeah.
可能不一定只是表面上我所感觉到的啊，我学习不好，父亲惩罚我，我讨厌父亲，我离家出走，可能不是这样的一些对抗。
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
那我们再来说一说 Lemon Brown 的这个故事，他的故事你觉得有没有一点悲剧的色彩？当他年轻的时候，他是一个 blues singer.
He was a blues singer. Everything was going well until his wife died, and his son also died later on in the war. And then everything became bad for him. Everything became, yeah, miserable. The only thing that kept him going was the memory of his son valuing him as his father. His son, like...having all these clippings about his father, carrying it with him all the time, meant to him, meant to Lemon Brown, that his son cared for him. And that is his treasure.
Lemon Brown 内心里是一个很在意家庭的人。
Yeah.
对吧？
Yeah.
他那么辛苦的去演唱，去周游世界，就是为了 feed his family well, 为了他的家庭上，让他的家人过上好的生活。但因此呢，他没有太多的时间 spending time with his kid.
Yeah.
With his son. 没有太多时间和儿子在一起。
If you are a singer or a dancer or a movie star, then your social life is suffering from it.
对呀，他急于谋事养家，所以没有办法和孩子建立很亲密的关系。但是孩子还是非常的喜欢父亲。
Mm-hmm.
把父亲的这些口琴啊和那些简报啊随身带着。Being proud of his father, 以父亲为荣。
Yeah.
但是这个老天啊就是这么的捉弄人。啊，一个爱家庭的人，结果让他没有了家庭。他的太太去世了，孩子又上了战场，没办法，所以他也失去了唱歌的最后生活的一种主动力吧。
Yeah, life did not treat Lemon Brown that honest and that nice.
所以他说嘛 ，Hard times always after poor man.
嗯哼，
艰难时事啊，总是追随那些可怜人。
Yeah.
越可怜，生活艰难，时事越艰难。
Yeah.
然后呢，在儿子的这个后来的遗物当中，他才发现啊、哦，原来孩子对他的爱都寄托在这些东西上面了。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
然后他就把这些东西呢，就是当做孩子对他的一种思念吧，当做他们家庭关系的一种延续吧，就把他一直就紧紧的带在了身边。所以这些东西啊 ，items with sentimental values are treasures for Lemon Brown.
Yeah, this is Lemon Brown's like most valued possession and therefore his treasure.
虽然说这是一种没有来得及表达的父子之情哈，让人觉得非常的惋惜和唏嘘。Mm-hmm. 但是呢，在偶然之中，他把这样的一种可能性呢，又注入到了一个少年的生命当中。
Yeah.
等于是它是一种延续，一种接续。这种意外的经历呢，又让这个少年开始 reflect his life with his father. 反省自己 和父母和父亲的关系，等于这个 Lemon Brown 把一个财宝的一种叫做精神的意涵呢 passed on to the young man， 是吧？
Yeah，
把它传递给了这样一个少年，然后他知道在一个年轻人身上一定会延续些什么，一定会改变一些什么。嗯
，exactly，
这就是我们对这个文章的一种解读和了解吧。
Mm-hmm. And you, what is your most valued possession? What is your treasure?
我们去想一想啊，在我们生活当中，我们所珍视的财宝是什么呢 ？Very good article.
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
好，感谢大家的收听收看，谢谢Julie老师的分享。
Thank you for listening.
我们下次见。
See you next time.